Hello and welcome to the show. Now on Kit Plus TV, over the last year, we've been doing our best to keep up to date with the support available for businesses, from C-bills to bounce back loans and so on, with much of this support either being extended or withdrawn since the start of the pandemic.
So to bring us the latest news, we're delighted to welcome back to the room Paul Robson from MediaLease. Paul, great to have you back. How are you doing?
Thanks. Good to see you both. Yeah, great. Thank you.
Great. So let's have a quick recap. Yeah, let's have a quick recap. What changes in asset financing requests or client demand have you witnessed over the last 12 months?
Good question. We've not ever had a situation where we've had no inquiries, where it's gone completely dead or flat. So obviously, this time last year, we were struggling to get filming done due to the lockdown and restrictions that were more severe then than they are certainly now, and certainly were earlier this year. But people battled through it. Of course, back then we weren't sure how long this pandemic was going to last. And I don't know about you, but I thought it won't be the summer, but it'll all be over by October, November. It'll all be fine by then. So everybody misread that. Yeah. But the biggest change we've seen in the last 12 months, when I look at it, is the massive rise in demand for studio space and sound stages. And the growth in what we call virtual studio, whether it be AR, XR, extended reality, augmented reality, but that whole virtual studio replacing the green screen, whether it be for commercials, which we've seen quite a rise in the use of this technology for that. Film sets, obviously, have been used on films such as Batman, and indeed on some TV work. So we've seen a big rise in our customer demand, saying, I need to get into this space. I need to get into investment in LED screen servers, MOSIS camera control equipment, and all the related technology that provides you with that complete solution. And what we found is that's quite a big investment. You know, it's not 300 grand, it's £1 million. A big lump of it is a screen.
Yeah.
So some of our clients have repurposed their existing LED screen that they already own, but it has to be of a certain quality, has to be of a certain pixel pix, and it has to be of a certain brand. Absolutely. For the DOP to approve it. So there's been a lot of investment there, which I have to say has been great for MediaLease to help our customers achieve that. Because we are seeing the decline of the green screen and the rise of the LED wall replacing.
We've spoken a lot in the past, Paul, about funding options, and I read something last week to suggest that many SMEs and smaller companies are not aware of all the funding options available to them. Can you give us a quick recap on what's actually available now to someone watching this?
Yeah, forget your bounce back, forget your C bills. Those are words that are confined to history now. And we're now entering the phase of the RLS, which you're going to say RLS. That rings a bell. Recovery loan scheme. It's not just for loans. It's right. Loans and asset finance and invoice discounting. But it's the replacement for all of those products. There is no government financial support for the company. But it does open up for companies that, say, set up in 2019 or even 2020, companies that set up and therefore weren't able to access the C-bills or the bounce back because they've not got any trading history. The recovery loan scheme is open for those people. There's no upper limit on, there's no limit on turnover. It's like £10 million a year you can have. So the numbers are, you don't have to worry about the numbers. But it's all about affordability. So if the lending market that is approved for the RLS, which is not all banks, it's a select few, but it's growing. If the lender looks at your application and says, we don't think you can afford this, the viability of making these repayments, then that will cast doubt on their decision to lend you the money. So it's not just a question of, oh, don't worry, RLS will cover it. We'll be fine. RLS will save the day. It won't. You've got to talk to your broker. You've got to talk to your specialist and say, this is what I'm looking to achieve. Can you help me achieve it? And hopefully we can. That's why we're here. So that's really changed. But I read something the other day, just those people that took out a bounce back loan early who are now going, oh Christ, I've forgotten about that. And I've had the benefit, but now the repayments are starting. 50 grand is £880 a month starting from around about now, because it's 12 months on. Those people that have not yet got a recovery, who have not yet got their businesses back on track, and are going, sugar, I'm already making all these other repayments, all the lease payments are back on track, and now I've got this extra bounce back payment kicking in. There is something called pay as you grow. And I have to confess, gentlemen, I haven't had a chance to read up on it yet, but it's designed to help that small company, and it is the small company that took out a bounce back, that hasn't yet recovered, that needs some help to grow. You will pay interest on it. It's nothing like as good as the bounce back was, but it will help you further going forward if you're still struggling. So check out Pay As You Grow as a financial product. More to come on that, I'm sure.
Another word that's going to confuse us. But this RLS thing, the you say it's not, you don't have to be an established company, say trading 3 years or more, in order to get there. But how, if I haven't been trading for 3 years, how do I go about proving the affordability?
That's the trick. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's a very
is that your
point.
Job?
Yeah. That's kind of our job to say no. You're asking me for $300,000. That's not going to be possible, Matt. But I think I can get you $100,000, and I need basic bank statements is key and forecasts. So the two things that what we used to finance back in pre-COVID days, we used to look for audit accounts, of course, and some management accounts for most small deals, you know, small being sub-100 grand. And that used to be pretty much that'll do. But now we need 6 months bank statements to show how the business is performing, managing its payments, making sure there's no bounce payments, no errors, nothing coming back to thank you. And then secondly, and the key thing here that I would like to express is forecasts. If you're looking for us to lend you significant six-figure sums or more to buy assets, then the banks are going to be saying to us, where's the forecast? I want to see that this business has planned its next 12, 18 months. It's factored in all the costs of running the business before we lend the government's money and it go wrong. So that forecast is key.
If I can just quickly go back to the bounce back repayments you mentioned, Paul, did the scheme offer you twice the time that they originally offered you? So I think it was originally over 3 years. Did they extend that to 6 years?
They did. Yeah, you're right. They I think, I don't know if it's three or five, but yeah, the maximum term you could go to was 6 years. So if you are looking at payments starting soon and you're not ready to make those payments because your customers haven't returned, then you must go back to the source of where you got the bounce back loan from, whether it be from MediLease, directly from your bank or another finance provider. You must go back to those people before you hit the problem and say, look, I didn't think, and to be fair, nobody thought in June last year, May last year, that we wouldn't be through this pandemic by May 2021. So it's not uncommon to say, look, I misread it, and I thought my business would be back to normal. It's not. I need your help.
Yeah.
So but go back to the person who provided the bounce back loan is my suggestion.
One of the other elements on this RLS is you said it's for the smaller company. Is there a limit on turnover? Because there was
no limit at all. Used to be on C-bills, no limit at all. And I think the maximum amount you can claim, you can have multiple claims, you can have multiple attempts to get it, so you don't have to take all the RLS in one go. You can split it between asset finance and loan or asset finance and invoice discounting, for example. That's what you want to do. And there's the limit is £10 million. So I think that's probably okay for most of us. I don't think we're going to need to get it. I don't think we can justify borrowing any more than 10 million quid in our application.
No.
But the important thing is it is similar to C-bills, but the biggest change that a customer will see is you no longer get that 12 months interest paid by the government. That's gone. So you're paying from day one, but the rate is pretty good. The rate is attractive. It doesn't change per applicant. So if one company comes along who's been trading for 12 months and goes, I'm looking for $100,000, can you help me, and gets approval, that rate they will get will be the same rate as a big established company in a far better position.
Right.
The rate will be the same. So per lender, not across the entire scheme, but the lender's rate doesn't change per applicant. And it's a fair rate. I've got to say it's fair. But we've only got three banks, three asset finance companies, should I say, that have approved so far on the scheme to date. More and more are going to come on board during the rest of May and June. So there will be by this time next month, Rodney, there'll be a plethora of choices for
back. Yeah. And does the government still pay a big contribution towards the interest costs in the first year for these?
None at all. It's all down to the applicant now to pay those interest costs from day one. So it's, instead of seeing a rise in payments over 12 months, or indeed at month 13 onwards, no, it's a flat fixed repayment from day one, with no financial assistance from the government. But the bank do get their assistance if the deal should go wrong. They have the ability to request up to 80% of the loan amount recovered from the government. I suppose a key thing, Simon, though, that is worth mentioning is certain people might think, well, I don't want to give directors guarantees. I certainly don't want to give you a charge over my home. Not allowed to take charges over principal homes. Absolutely not allowed on any level. But if you're a second homeowner, then it's possible. But not allowed to take charges over only principal home. And under £250,000, if that is your application amount, cannot take any personal guarantees either. So keep it below 250 is my advice.
Yeah. Now, the other thing that just a quick finish off, really, you know, over the last, well, more recently, we've sadly seen quite a lot of the events industry. We've just seen a lot of those auctions of assets being stripped off and you know, people raising funds. And it's been a really, really tough year for them. We've heard events are coming back. Is it genuinely looking now much more positive? Are we seeing life? Are we seeing the end of all of these auctions now?
Probably not. Okay. I think we've got excited. Yes, ticket sales are everywhere. You're getting emails every day saying buy your tickets for this, buy this. Whether it's a cinema, whether it's a theatre. I'm going to some events. I've got some things planned for this week. I'm going to a rugby game, Matt. I'm going to see the Saints next week, 1,000 of us at the Saints. But in terms of the live event sector and bigger events, they've done some test events. They've been fine. Ticket sales are going ahead. But the worry is that there needs to be insurance to back it up from the government. And if there's no event insurance able for the promoter to reclaim, should we go into another lockdown? Should we go into another period where they are restricting us to limited capacity? Is he able to claim on his insurance? No. Therefore, is the gig going to go ahead? Is the event going to go ahead? Questionable. But all our customers in the event sector are all busy quoting. They're all busy, but they can't firmly say yet these events are going ahead. We really do hope so. The theatre sales are a key indicator to me, theatre ticket sales, because theatre is obviously an indoor event. Those are the key elements as to how many people can go into an indoor arena and we can go to an indoor theatre. That's the data we need to be watching. But we really are hoping that going to be no further confusions or elements to play which will restrict our customers from providing that kit for those events. Watch this space.
Yeah,
absolutely. Thank you, Paul. Thanks for coming in once again and for all those updates. It's always very insightful to talk to you and certainly food for thought. So that's it for today. But before we go and on the event subject, do have a look at the kitplusshow.co.uk website, because we're fast approaching our own face-to-face event at Media City this summer. The registration is going to be open soon. And as Paul says, fingers crossed for all of that. Many thanks also to Media Proxy, who support KitPlus TV. And you can see them at mediaproxy.com. We'll see you next time.